The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
If an Amazon deal seems too good to be true, it just might be, as third-party sellers get hit by hackers.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And hackers have found a new target in Amazon third-party sellers. In recent weeks, attackers have gone as far as to change the bank deposit information on Amazon accounts to steal tens of thousands of dollars from each, according to several sellers and advisors. Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, who is patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
So let's break down what exactly has been happening. How was Amazon so easily hacked, and how long has this been an issue?
Well, so in recent weeks, we've seen that Amazon seller accounts are being hacked increasingly. And so this is broadly happening because of a problem that's already been existing out there, that, you know, all these different accounts from LinkedIn to MySpace were hacked. Password and email combinations were stolen, and they're now being sold on the dark web. So most of the instances that we're seeing right now are people using those hacked email addresses and passwords, trying them out on the site for Amazon seller accounts and seeing if they work or not. And, you know, they're having some success.
Wow. So in terms of the, you know, I guess scam, they're stealing money via these fake listings and then selling them on Amazon for a lesser price and pocketing the cash. Is that how it kind of works?
Right. Yeah, there's two scenarios here. So some people are actually active sellers on Amazon. They're selling, you know, hundreds of thousands sometimes of dollars each month in merchandise. And so in some of these cases, what's happening is the hacker goes in, they change the bank account information, and then that money gets transferred to their bank account, hoping that the seller doesn't actually notice that. And in other situations, what's happening is it's kind of older accounts, maybe the sellers aren't using them so frequently, or they're dormant even. And so they can go in and list all these Nintendo Switches, for example, is one person had listed on their account, list them for a steep discount, sell a ton of them, and then hope to collect that cash before Amazon realizes.
I see. So if I was a seller on Amazon.com, I would be concerned. So I'm thinking confidence in security measures may be taking a hit right about now. What is Amazon doing to stop that bleeding?
Well, so Amazon is saying that, you know, they're going to make their sellers whole if you lose any money in this. They're working actively to try to come up with ways to combat these attacks. But, you know, they said this is something that happens on every site. So it's definitely something that they're trying to innovate and find ways to prevent this from happening. Now, talking to security experts, a lot of people did suggest that sellers need to be enabling two-step verification so that, you know, once you put in your email and password, you also have to maybe respond to a text message or enter some other kind of password measure. So that's something that sellers can do to help protect their information. If you have that set up, it's going to be much harder for a hacker to get into your account.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about the latest hacking news out of Amazon. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thank you for joining us. So, Laura, this is just another reminder about how to be diligent. What are these same experts saying to continue to do in an effort to prevent hacking in general?
Well, so, you know, the other thing that everybody should be doing is using unique passwords for each account. So that's something, you know, a lot of these are stolen from old accounts. So if you're using the same password for everything, it's definitely going to be a problem. For consumers, you know, if you're on the site shopping, Amazon said that it will refund you the money if for some reason you purchase something that is fraudulent. But what you can do actually is look at how the seller is rated. So if it's getting a lot of negative reviews, over 50% or so, then don't buy anything from them. If it's something where maybe a few years ago they had a lot of good reviews and then they haven't had anything for a long time, that could also be a signal to be careful of that seller, because frequently these are kind of like older dormant accounts that are now being reactivated to sell fraudulent merchandise.
Very good. Laura Stevens, thanks as always for the update.
Thanks.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. For more of her coverage on all things Amazon, be sure to follow her stories at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Need to get up to speed on top stories? Subscribe to WSJ Minute Briefing for updates from The Wall Street Journal. WSJ Minute Briefing. Make it a part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo and other Alexa devices. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.